and Miss is facilitating the South Sudan Inter-University Debate Contest. Well, this competition is termed Building a Constitutional Governance in South Sudan. The event started on Tuesday and it ends today. So to share this particular debate and know more about it, we're glad to have our guests here with the in the studio. But this debate is actually talking about two things. That is, the first one is gender representation in government. Should it be mandatory by law or encouraged voluntarily? And also, local government leaders, should they be democratically elected or appointed? Those are some of the conversation that will be going on now. Joining us right now to tell us more about this is Agog Riek, who is ANMIS Political Affairs Officer, and he joins me in the studio. Good morning and good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show, Agog.
Good morning, Savit William, and thanks for having me this morning.
Just briefly, before we go into the details of this debate, tell us about it. What is it all about?
The inter-university debate initiative, it's about engaging the university students, not just here in Juba, although we've started here at Juba, but we will be traveling across the country to engage the students in debate, and it's purely on peace agreement, and particularly on the constitution-making process, the gender, and the ANMIS mandate. The idea is that from our experience, we've been engaging with the national elites, but we thought we were missing out on the important component of the South Sudanese student being included.
Yes, and we understand there are four participating universities in this particular debate. Which universities are participating?
So we have the University of Juba, Upper Nile, Catholic, and Starford. So that's the regional phase. So we've started here in Central Equatoria.
And of course, today is the second day and the last day. The first day was yesterday. You bring us to speed. How was it? What was your impression, first of all, in the first day of the debate?
It was so amazing. I mean, the students, the level of research, the level of articulation, were so amazing. In fact, the students exceeded our expectations. This is the first of its kind in the country and being facilitated by ANMIS. We thought there would be a bit of struggles here and there, but really it was so amazing.
Why is ANMIS doing this? What do ANMIS intend to achieve at the end of the day?
It falls within the ANMIS mandate of dissemination of peace agreement. We felt that the students and the lower people at the subnational level have been really less involved in issues related to governance. And so the purpose of this is to sensitize the students on the peace agreement and the government-related issues so that they are informed and could effectively participate in governance-related issues in the country.
Great. And of course, today is the last day. Probably it's going to be one of the most exciting days. So what's in the lineup for today?
Today, we have the finals. And actually what happened yesterday, we had four universities, two against each other. And so the winners of yesterday will actually
face each other today. So yesterday
in the final.
Yesterday was like a semi-final.
So yesterday was like quarters, because we have semis today and final.
Ah, okay.
The semis will be the third position, which will start in the morning.
Okay.
And then the finals would be in the afternoon.
Which teams have made it to the finals? Which universities, rather, I'm talking about teams.
Yes.
Which universities have made it to the semifinals and the finals?
It's the University of Juba and Starford.
Okay.
So it's amazing that the private and the public universities are going head-to-head.
That's
and
great.
So Catholic and Upper Nile will face each other for the third place.
And as we speak right now, what will be the topic particularly for the finals and the third place?
The third place, it's the two would be on constitution and the relevant, the inclusion in the law. The final would be actually whether elections, whether constitution making process is a prerequisite to elections. And you'll have the opposing and the proposing team. Those who would say that it's a prerequisite, and those who say that it's not a prerequisite.
All right. And as members of public who are listening to us right now and who like to follow these proceedings, where is the debate happening and how can they get involved?
It's happening at the University of Juba. For those who are in Juba, it's open. You could participate. It's happening at the Unipod. I think it's also trending on the Radio Maria WhatsApp platform. Those who cannot make it, those who are not in Juba, could make their comments on the Facebook page, which we could probably have an opportunity to highlight them. I know we have some reporters at the ground, and so this is basically how they could participate, but it's quite limited.
All right, thank you so much for coming to Mirai and of course giving us updates on this. What will be your final remarks when it comes to these university debates? What message could you like to say?
It's critical that we have an inclusive voices. We have voices of all South Sudanese of all walks included in the governance of our country. And this has just started with the students.
All right. Agog, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time and we wish you all the best. May the best university win.
Thank you. Thank you, Sabit. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.